Hello and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 94.3, Western Licking County. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today, Andrea Crava, Director of Licking County Recycling. Still under a winter weather advisory till 11 this morning. Cloudy skies and snow throughout the day. And then for your New Year's Eve, cloudy, chance of snow, low near 11. And for New Year's Day, partly cloudy. Real quick, Andrea, how was that drive coming in? We were
not
told
great.
There was some, yeah, we were freezing drizzle. I mean, did you see some of that out there?
My windshield wipers were freezing, and the roads were not great. Yeah. So not a great fun morning so far.
But it's kind of the perfect capper for 2025 for a
Isn't
lot of
it
people.
Though?
Yeah. It's been kind of a year, and it's like a day to finish.
And we're going to wake up to some more snow in the morning, too, it sounds like.
Yep.
So I don't know
more.
If that's a great start or not. I guess it depends on whether you like it or not.
Now, we learned something new today.
Yes.
I did not know this.
And we're not even sure we're really talking to Andrea, to be honest.
Didn't know you had an identical twin.
I do. And supposedly she is listening. Hello, Natalie, out there. She's over in Gahanna. And she is a great person, and we love being identical twins.
Of course, the identical twins. She's a great person. Yes. Well, what else are you going to say? We're identical.
She's beautiful. She's beautiful, too. Most stunningly gorgeous woman I've ever seen in my life.
We're lucky that we get along. We are the best of friends. My husband and her significant other are saints for putting up with our twin relationship, for sure.
There's like this Hollywood thing where there's like the oopsie moments.
Uh-huh.
Like, has your husband or her husband ever mistaken your twin, like, you know, any social situations like in school or post where they're like, hey, and you just go with it because you don't want to embarrass them?
No, that has not happened with my husband and my sister's boyfriend. They know us very well.
Okay.
So that has not happened with them. It has happened when we were little in elementary school. Our teachers got us mixed up. And there's been some recent times where that has happened, too. There's a store that my sister and I both love in Gahanna. It's called Buckeye Candy. I don't know if I'm allowed to, you know, mention them, but Buckeye Candy. And the owner had met my sister. She went in and, you know, they started chit-chatting about candy and stuff. And then a few weeks later, I went in and he did not know that I was Andrea and not Natalie. And he kept talking to me like he had known me before. And I said, oh, wait a minute. You think I'm Natalie, don't you? And it became this big thing. And now he knows both of us and he could tell us apart and everything. And so, yeah, it does happen from time to time, but not with the people that we love and know. So
gotcha.
This is how evil I am.
Okay.
I would have never said a word. I'd be like, yeah, put that on my bill and give me every piece of chocolate you can.
Yes. Bill it to Natalie, please.
Remember, I'm Natalie.
Yeah.
I had on every piece of candy in there. Yeah, put it on the bill, partner.
Right.
I got you taken care of. Licking County Recycling. Yeah,
we digress.
This might be better. I think we should just get her in here with
you. What's twin life like? No.
On a day like today, how bad is it for you guys with Licking County Recycling going to all these, you know, doing things and checking all this stuff?
Well, it's really not bad for us because we're not the ones who are out there emptying the containers. Rumpke is the one who is emptying the containers. So this weather is difficult for them. There are times when they have had to delay by a day because of weather. In fact, just, I don't know, when was that? A few weeks ago when at least Licking County government, we got to come in late because the weather was so bad and all the schools were off. Rumpke did have to delay by a day because, you know, with the snow all over in front of the recycling bins, they just can't get to them. Sometimes the trucks are slipping all over the place and everything. So for us, it is frustrating because especially this time of year with all of the recycling that we have at the sites, there are people who leave stuff outside of the bins. And we do have to pick up after some of that. Rumpke does most of it, but still some of it blows around and some of it they don't get because they're there real early in the morning and it's dark and they don't see everything. So I do have my long johns and I have my scarf and my hat ready to go. I did notice a couple of our sites yesterday do need a little attention. So I may be out there later today. But of course, once the snow starts covering all of that stuff, we don't see it. I know that sounds horrible, like we're not doing our job. But literally, the snow does mask some of the trash and debris that's on the ground. So it is honestly easier for us to do our job once the snow is gone. So we may just kind of hold off on that. Well, I'll have to see what comes down the pike later today.
Well, that big wind we had for, like 36, 48 hours. I mean, the ones right up the road from the radio station here, I mean, it looked I mean, disastrous.
Yes, yes, it is. The wind is our worst enemy, honestly, and especially around the holidays when there's so much stuff that's out there. And again, we can't stress enough that if the recycling bins are full, please don't put the stuff on the ground. It gets everywhere. And luckily, we don't really seem to have any issues with, like, critters getting into the bags or the recycling, but that could be a disaster as well. If, you know, if a whole pack of raccoons came out and went through all the recycling, just imagine what that would look like. So, the wind is even worse. Well, you know, remember, I used to be a park naturalist, so I'm always thinking animals as well. But yeah, the wind is just disastrous for
crows
us.
And, plus, crows and raccoons are smart. I mean, they figure stuff out.
They are. No, they're scavengers.
Got to learn to survive somehow.
They do. Yes, yes.
Hey, I read an article. Is it true about 25% more recycles and waste during the holidays?
Yes, 25 to 30% more. And, you know, think about it. There's just all kinds of parties. There's all sorts of things that people are ordering from online. So there's lots of boxes and lots of papers and lots of wrapping paper and lots of food. And so, yes, there is a huge increase of recycling and trash in general too, about 25 to 30% around the holidays. Mm-hmm. So we actually have Rumpke come out to our recycling bins a few more times a week for several of our sites because we want to be able to keep up with all of that extra waste. And even with their extra schedule, sometimes it's still not even enough, but they don't have the extra time to come every single day here. And that costs us some money, which we have some of, but we didn't budget for them coming out here 7 days a week as opposed to four or five. So,
and I imagine after New Year's Eve, there's probably heavier debris in there, like maybe some bottles as opposed to wrapping paper or cardboard.
I think you're probably correct. I don't know. I mean, do you know this from experience? I know we do. So
I plead the fifth on that.
As I say, out by the Riley House, yeah, I'm sure there might be.
Hey, we've got a couple of great recycling places. I mean, I'm right in between Utica and St. Louisville. Both have easy pull-around spots. And generally, those people... you know, to brag on my area a little bit. Seems like they're pretty tidy, pretty clean.
Yes.
And not overstuffed, and the cardboard boxes are broken down, so there's plenty of room, and those communities seem to really appreciate it.
They do. The Utica site is one of our busier sites in the county. It's not the busiest or anything, but it's probably in the top half at least. St. Louisville is not one of our busier sites, but you know, that's how it is in some communities. But those bins at both of those sites definitely get used. Usually by the end of the weekend, both of those sites are very full. Our Utica one is emptied, I think, three times a week. I think that one's a Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday schedule. Wow. St. Louisville, I think, is only emptied once a week on Tuesdays. So, you know, those are helpful days to know for those folks like you who go to those sites. So that way you know when they're going to be empty. I always tell people for any of our sites, just don't go on like a Sunday night or Monday night, because after everybody has put their recyclables in them over the weekend, they get very, very full. A few of our sites are emptied on Mondays, the majority of them. In fact, every single one of our sites, all 23 of them around the county, are emptied on Tuesdays. And then several of them are emptied a few more times throughout the week, too. Yeah. Our schedule's on our website.
Mm-hmm. Another thing, you know, Joel mentioned the breaking down of boxes. I can't begin to tell folks. I mean, even in my own house, I mean, the boys will come over, or they're young men, and like for Christmas, just throwing boxes in our, because we do recycling in Pawtuska. I'm like, break them damn things down, because you can only get one or two in there. Mm-hmm. That's why it's important for folks, so you can get so much more in there.
Mm-hmm. That's just a constant battle. And of course, during the holidays, it's even worse, because again, everybody's getting the boxes from their gifts, or they're getting their boxes from Amazon or Chewy or wherever they're getting their gifts from. So, you know, the pets, you got to add the pets in there too.
Remember, she said she's all about the animals.
Uh-huh. And she's all about product placement apparently today.
Sorry.
Buckeye Candy, Chewy. You better check the receipts for this show here.
We're going to start talking about Ohio State, I'm sure, at some point too.
Well, I'll tell you, my wife actually raised some eyebrows, because at our Christmas gathering, she came out with a box cutter and was starting to bring it around. It's like, what do you do with that? She's like, well, I'm breaking down the boxes because we recycle. And they're like, oh, okay. Yeah. I think that maybe is more of a tribute to her past than it is what she's doing now.
No, she's a smart lady. That's what it is.
Exactly right.
Her and sharp objects sometimes. That's another.
But yes, that is a very big frustration for us. And I mean, it's not just Licking County.
Sure.
I mean, I follow lots of other recycling companies or solid waste districts or whatnot online, and they all have the same pictures that we do, and they all have the same frustrations as us. So, and we all feel like whenever I go to a recycling conference every couple of years, and we all talk about the same things, and we all talk about the cardboard boxes. So, yeah, we all know, and we all just are like, we can't get this word out there enough. But still, people continue to not listen. So it's frustrating. It's frustrating, but it's also very exciting to see that many people are recycling as well, too.
Yeah, you go with that glass half full thing.
I try.
Real quick before we take a break, Christmas trees.
Yes.
What do you suggest folks doing if they have the live trees?
So if you have live trees, there are a couple of places. And of course, I did not bring that with me today. I forgot. But Hope Timber takes live trees for recycling. And I know there's one other place now, and it is escaping my mind. But maybe when we come back after the break, I can look that up and remember, because I have forgotten at the moment. It's on our website, though. I know that for sure. LickingCounty.gov/RLC. One of the first things that you'll see on there is our list of the places that take live Christmas trees. Fake Christmas trees, if they are dead and dying, you know, all the needles are falling off and the lights are dead, those go in your trash. Those are not recyclable. I don't know why anybody ever gets the idea that they're recyclable, but we see a couple every year. So we don't want those. Those go in your trash. If they're still in really good shape, please donate them. There are a lot of people that like to buy discount trees.
Yeah.
I won't do another product placement for a shop right now, but at any of the thrift stores that are out there, you can find Christmas trees on a very good deal usually.
But don't throw the trees out in front of the bins.
Correct. Yes, we don't want them. Yeah. I think, in fact, maybe on Friday, I have a picture on our Facebook page about that. And there's a picture of a tree. Yeah. We have one every year. Every year.
Dang it, Riley. I told you. Quit putting your tree up.
I do live.
If it's at the Utica one, we know who did it.
I make bird sanctuaries, fish sanctuaries. I do all kinds of stuff with my tree. Sometimes I wait till the middle of summer and then have a nice bonfire.
There you go.
I have friends that do that, too. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, they burn up fast.
No doubt about it. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town and Andrea Cravo, Licking County Recycling, on Buckeye Country 107.7 Newark Heath. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 94.3, Western Licking County. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, and our special guest today, Andrea Cravo, Director of Licking County Recycling. Again, under a winter weather advisory until 11 this morning. Snow today and tonight. Going to be awful cold tonight if you're going in to ring in the new year. 11 degrees, so make sure you bundle up if you're going to be out and about. And then for New Year's Day, not too bad, just partly cloudy skies and a high near 24.
Just load up on antifreeze, you'll be fine.
I didn't say that. Mm. You said that. Mm. I'll do that, but I didn't say that.
Yes.
That's all there is to that. Big event. And so it's multiple days.
Yes.
And you and I have talked about this before, television recycling and drop-off. How exciting? I don't know. Exciting is not the right word because you're just dropping off TVs, but I mean, this is a big deal.
I'm excited to try this. So we are having our first ever television-only collection for recycling. TVs are very difficult to recycle, and there's only a few places around the county that will actually accept them for recycling. And unfortunately, there is a fee every time you're going to recycle a television, and that's just because there's a lot that goes into taking them apart, and there are some hazardous materials that are inside of television. So there's always a fee, because there's very specific disposal that has to happen with those hazardous materials. But we do a shred and electronics collection every year, and we would normally take TVs at those, but It gets a little confusing with the line of people and having to like separate the people who have to pay for the TVs. And the TVs were actually taking a lot of space up in the truck that we had available. So we decided to stop taking TVs at that event, and it went very smoothly. So great. But we decided to do our own TV only collection. So we're doing it at our office. So for us, that's helpful too, because we don't have to come in on a Saturday or another day to do that. And we know that this time of year is really big for TVs because, of course, Black Friday wasn't too long ago. Christmas was just last week, and people get a lot of TVs for the holidays. So we thought this would be a good time of year to do a TV collection. So it is happening multiple days. It is starting next Thursday, January 8th, and Friday, January 9th, as well as one Saturday. We're going to be in the office on January 10th as well. And then the whole following week, the 12th through the 16th, our office will be accepting TVs for recycling. Flat screen TVs, any size. And I'm expecting that we'll probably see some of these giant 75-inch TVs. Those are $15. And if you have the old school TVs, the CRT or tube TVs, up to 20 inches, which is the diagonal measurement of the screen, that's $25. 21 to 35 inches. We cannot take anything over 35 inches. 21 to 35 inches is going to be $35. We are taking cash only. And all of that information is also on our website with the Christmas tree recycling that we were just talking about, too.
And where can you take those Christmas trees real quick?
Yes, we looked it up. We looked it up. It is Hope Timber here in Newark, and then the compost farm up in Alexandria. And again, those webs are there. Phone numbers are at least on our website. So anyway, we're super excited to give this television collection a try. Another product placement, we are working with Columbus Micro out of, they're up in Westerville in Columbus. So they're the ones who are going to actually be taking the TVs and dismantling them and recycling what they can and disposing of what they have to. Mm-hmm. So, but they're not going to be at our office every day. We're just collecting the TVs there and getting them ready for them to come pick back up after the 16th, and then they'll take it from there. They'll let us know, you know, how much we actually recycled and how many we collected. Well, we'll know how many we collected because we'll count them as we're taking the cash from everybody. So we're excited to try it. We really don't know. We might get 5 TVs. We might get 50. We might get 100. We don't really know. But we're hoping that we see a good turnout.
I would take the over on 5.
I think so too.
If I was a betting man, yeah. I would be over 5. Just so to clarify, you'll take up to 75 inch on the flat screen?
We didn't actually have a limit on the flat screens.
Okay, so
I'm just saying, I know there are people out there who have those ginormous TVs.
Right. And some people take it as a challenge. Oh, she'll take, let's see about how big we can go.
When those ones show up, we're going to ask for your help getting them out of your vehicle.
Oh, I would imagine
for sure.
You would. Is it one? Can anybody bring as many as they want?
We don't have a limit on how many they can bring. It does have to be residential, though. We're not taking them from businesses because we are very aware that some businesses might have 30 TVs. You know, if it's some bar or something, they might have a whole bunch of TVs. Businesses have to take care of their own recycling like that. So we're doing this for residents. Mm-hmm. So we don't have a limit, though. I guess we'll find out whether that was a good decision to make or not.
Why is that U-Haul pulling up?
I know,
here?
Right?
Please don't get out. I don't want to see any more.
There are times like when we did our electronics collection that people would have actual trailers full of computers and old radio equipment. And we're like, where is this all coming from? I don't know. I don't know what people choose to keep in their household is up to them. So we're here to help dispose of it properly and recycle it.
Beautiful. Well, I know this. You guys did the tire thing not too. And first, kudos to you, because everybody who went down there to do that, talked about how well everything was organized, pulled up, and you know, you had the line, and you had, I don't think you'll need the police to help, you know, control traffic for this one, but it seems to me, Andrea, for everything you guys have done, you've got this stuff down to a pretty well-oiled machine.
We were pretty excited about the tire collection, because that's the first time we had done one in probably 8 or 9 years. We had not done one since I've been here, and I started in 2018, so it was prior to that that we had one, and it went so well. We were so thrilled, and we had two locations. We were collecting them in Newark and in up in Utica that day, and we collectively collected about 2,600 tires that day. So that was a huge, huge amount of tires that aren't being dumped out in the wild or on the road or being thrown in landfills. So all of those were recycled, and we were absolutely thrilled about that. So we will not be doing a tire collection in 2026. We did not put that in our budget, but here's some brand new information. We actually have money in our budget for 2026 to do a household hazardous waste collection. So we're branching out even further, and we'll try that. I don't have any other details. Honestly, we have not even scheduled it or anything, but that's coming for 2026. So we're trying the TV collection to start out the new year, and we'll be doing the household hazardous waste at some point too. So I'm sure I'll be here talking about that at some point whenever we get that scheduled and figured out. So.
If you bring your twin sister.
Well, I don't know. We'll have to see.
Yeah. Well, it's funny you're doing this, and I'm just thinking, because you're all dressed up in your Buckeyes, I'm assuming you're going to be cheering for Ohio State tonight.
Yes.
You could have some hammers in some of these TVs in the screens. People get mad.
People might be upset.
He's been to my house. I watch Notre Dame. There's sometimes I get real close to throwing stuff. I can only imagine what some of these TVs are going to look like.
Yeah, and even when we've done the electronics collection, too, I'm shocked at the state of which some of these items are in. Honestly, some of them look, and I'm not even necessarily talking about TVs, but just any of this stuff that people bring. I have to wonder, like, was this stuff buried in your backyard sometimes? Because, they're all dirty and gross and, lots of rust. So I don't know. Like I said, whatever people do in their own homes with this stuff is up to them. We're just happy to be able to recycle it and dispose of it properly.
I don't think you want to ask a question you don't really want to know the answer.
Oh, you should have seen the guys that were helping us with our tire collection. We had this wonderful group of young men from Ohio State that are part of a volunteer group, and they came and helped us. They were filthy from head to toe after picking up and handling all of these tires. I felt so bad for them. Oh, it was awful. But
no, you didn't.
I did.
Hey, you missed one over there.
No, I really did. They were a mess.
She said she felt bad for
them. I did, honestly. Like, if my clothes were like that, I don't know that any of that stuff would come out. So,
you had a burn pit in the back for them, did you?
No, we didn't.
You better have some big hands ready to help you with these TVs, because if you get some of these older things, I don't care if it's a limit of 30. Some of them old TVs can be heavy.
Yeah. No, we don't have extra help. It's literally me and our wonderful administrative assistant, Nikki, in the office. And we have a recycling representative in our office, too. Her name's Laura. It's literally the three of us doing that work. So, again, if any of you are bringing really heavy TVs, please be willing to help us get those out of your vehicle. So we're really hoping that these people will be helpful to us, because none of us are the strongest people in the world, but we're gonna do our best.
But if there's folks, I think the computer stuff that my sons had, that stuff piles up. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden you're like, well, look, there's a TV there. I didn't know we had that. This is a perfect opportunity. You can call your friends, whoever, and just say, hey, as long as you're a resident, come bring this thing out and get rid of it.
Yeah, we're excited to try it. And luckily, our vendor is real excited to give it a try, too. They've never done a TV-only collection as well. They do a lot of the electronics collections all over Franklin County. I know that they work with a bunch of the schools that are out here in Licking County, too, for all of their electronics collection. But they've never done a TV-only one as well, too. So this is a trial and error. Hopefully there's no errors. I don't think there will be. But it's a trial.
Drop on your toe.
a trial run. Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, I hurt my back because of the TVs. No, we don't want any of that. So hopefully it's going to go really well. So I'm excited to give it a try. So again, that information is also on our website, as well as the Christmas tree recycling and Christmas light recycling is up on our website as well, too. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 public locations where you can drop off recycling or lights for recycling. And then there's several other stores and scrap yards that take those as well, too. So cool. All that information's on our website as well.
Yeah, because I know a lot of people, you know, flip out the lights every so often, especially the outdoor ones. What are they going to do with them? They pile them up in the basement. And then the next thing you know, here they come
to us. Take them to us. We are here to help.
All right. Give me your prediction. I mean, you got a Buckeye necklace on. You got, you know, scarlet and gray. I'm wearing Ohio State. What do you got?
I got all decked out today. And I mean, of course, the odds are in Ohio State's favor. So I'm really hoping that they come up with a win tonight. We'll find out.
Any big plans for tonight or just sit at home and enjoy New Year's Eve watching the game?
I do have plans. And without doing yet another product placement, we are going to a brewery near our house that does an early New Year's celebration. So we're super excited about that. And then we'll get home in time to watch the game.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Well, Happy New Year to you and the family.
Thank you.
I'm dead serious about getting your sister in here with us. I am telling you, we will have a lot of fun with that. Again, the website if folks want information.
Yeah, lickingcounty.gov/RLC.
Yeah, Andrea, as always, I appreciate it. Have a safe and happy new year. Be careful out there today.
Yes, thanks.
The weather's not exactly the best for being on the roads. It'll do it for Talk of the Town today. We'll be back on Monday with Licking County Commissioner Tim Bubb.